Capo asks sharply.
Why are you smiling?
My eyes snap open. The fighter who is knocked out has rolled onto his side and is struggling to stand. It seems like a sign, so I decide to tell him the truth. You remind me of the things I'm grateful for. My honesty surprises him. Something like amusement flashes across his expression, but of course it can't be amusement because he doesn't have a sense of humor, because he doesn't have a soul. He says,
How interesting. That almost sounded like a compliment. If you're not careful, I'll start to think you're sweet on me.
After a beat, he adds,
Although those murderous eyes tell a different story.
We stare at each other. My fingers itch to claw into his eye sockets, to dig out his eyeballs and crush them under my feet, to feel vitreous liquid, warm and gelatinous, ooze between my bare toes. I wonder if evil is contagious. I ask politely, May I please have permission to speak? His grin is unexpected. It's also terrifying.
Do you know why I like you, Mariana?
He likes me? Dios mío. His hand, heavy and warm, still rests on my thigh. No, Capo. Why?
Because you're a warrior. Even your submission is defiant. You'd rather die on your feet than live on your knees.
He adds thoughtfully.
Like me.
Like me? He thinks we have something in common? Revulsion curls my tongue when I say, Thank you. My expression makes him laugh. When he lifts his hand from my leg, it feels like I've been sprung from prison.
We could have made an incredible team, you and I. It's a pity you chose to take the oath to repay Renard's debt instead of the easier way.
His gaze drifts down to my breasts. He sinks his teeth into his full lower lip. I wish I hadn't guzzled all my champagne. I need something to wash the taste of vomit from my mouth. He glances at my face. Whatever he sees there makes him prompt.
You may speak.
My plan was to try to get right down to business and find out why he called me here. But something has occurred to me that's much more important. And far, far more dangerous. I say haltingly, I want to ask for a favor. For a long, tense moment, he stares at me. I wonder how long the fighters will be able to continue, because I sense I'm starting to run out of time. Capo leans forward, sets his champagne glass on the coffee table, then rests his elbows on his knees and smiles. He's never looked more ruthless. Holding my gaze, he says softly,
You know my favors aren't free.